Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Vienna is one of those cities where people still go en masse to amusement parks, the Prater being the most famous. But what has the pandemic done to them, and what role will they play in city life after this is all over? Well, to investigate if the Viennese will be returning to these places in search of gaudy entertainment soon, here's Monocle's Alexei Korolev.
One of Vienna's enduring symbols is a giant Ferris wheel in the Prater amusement park. Once the tallest in the world, it was made famous by a scene in the classic Hollywood film The Third Man, in which the protagonist meets the mysterious criminal, Harry Lime, for the first time.
There's no proof against me, besides you.
I should be pretty easy to get rid of.
Pretty easy?
Wouldn't be too sure.
I carry a gun. Don't think they'd look for a bullet wound at you.
For most of the past year, however, the Riesenrad, as it's called in German, has stood still.
I need it. And I think the people also need entertainment and the real thrill on your body and experience the wind, the air, the smell, the taste of the Prater and the feelings that you get in a roller coaster or something like that. I'm sure that our customers come back and be very happy here in this nice place.
Stefan Zittler-Keudel and his family own and operate several rides in the Prater.
The Prater is a little bit hard to explain because it's not a really amusement park, it's not a fun fair, it's something in between. We have the nature here, we have the Grüne Prater, we have the entertainment here, we have the restaurants, we have the old rides, the Wiener Riesenrad. I love this place so much because you have to experience a place in the world where you can have fun for the last 255 years. It's something about karma and charm in Vienna, and I love the Prater, and I know our guests also do it.
Often evolving from upper-class pleasure gardens, fairgrounds and amusement parks have been part of European culture for centuries. They have survived wars and destruction, industrialization and population growth. They have also survived rival entertainment technologies. But will they survive this pandemic?
For most of this time, it's been empty. And of course, yeah, when it's empty, it doesn't have the life that it needs, the spirit.
Yes.
Did the spirit go away? Is the spirit still here?
Yes, says Claudia Riedl, administrator of the Böhmische Prater, the Big Prater's smaller cousin, in Vienna's 10th district. A former brickyard, in a normal year, the park has up to 5,000 visitors every weekend.
Ja, natürlich, die Funktion ist die, dass halt die, vor allem für die Kinder, ja, ein bisschen eine Unterhaltung, einen Ausgleich und einen Spaß.
Our function is to provide entertainment, particularly for children. We hope that visitors come again and have fun, because that's what this place is for.
Dass die einen Spaß haben und ja, und wir bringen halt Spaß.
Unlike the theme parks in America, European amusement parks are not really about big business. Entry is often free of charge and most of the revenue is generated through food and drink sales. But the crucial question remains. As Vienna prepares to ease its fourth lockdown later this month, will the Viennese rush back to these gaudy colours and fantastical displays? Having been deprived of them for so long, are they interested anymore? For now, the rides in the Prater are still strangely frozen in mid-air. But Stefan Zittler-Keudel assures me it's all ready to hop, tumble and spin at a moment's notice.
I have a feeling of hope and everything is clean, everything is working and ready to open in a few minutes, if you like.
Yeah.
I can start my business in half an hour and then we are fully operational. Yeah. Fully operational. Yeah, nice
one. For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. and our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.